2WI.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service app. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All ship parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZMZ, hi Jeff.
KA2VLA.
KC2WI.
WX2DJ.
KC2NDU.
Okay, there's five. We'll start at the top with Jack. KA2ZMZ, good evening. What's going on?
Well, temperature's kind of dropping. We're down to about 30 degrees. It got up around 40 today, but it was kind of a very damp day. But we had no snow. We had no, well, we had some black ice, I understand, earlier this morning. It's a little bit before us retired people get up. But anyways, my wife is laughing in the other room here. Anyways, that's about it from down here. Just say hello to everybody. And back to you, Jeff. KA2ZMZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, I hear what you're saying there. All right, well, thanks for checking in. And we'll catch up with you later. You guys have a good evening. Let's see. Who's that?
KA2ZLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VOA. I haven't looked at the weather, but I've been with the Utica this morning. I had a doctor's appointment at 7 o'clock. Don't know why they have the early appointments. They get us up rolling in Boonville, and then the Boonville or the Utica people later on in the day. I take shots in my eye. It's sort of cruel, but it's supposed to be working. And we're down there about 2 hours in the doctor's office. The back is in the long bed. That's not all I can offer. But the eyes are coming good. Gotta keep it.
Okay, Clint. Yeah, that doesn't sound like much fun, but I guess it's better than not seeing. So, all right, Clint. Well, thanks for checking in tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI, well, I was up to Towpath this evening for the Lewis County Chamber of Commerce business after hours. Usually they're on Thursdays. They always used to conflict with the Boonville Club meetings when we had those on Thursdays. And with the Towpath tractor runs when we had those on Thursdays. And the meetings were changed to Tuesdays, and last year they changed the run. So they don't have the business after hours in the summer anyway, but, you know, in May, I think June, I don't know. Anyway, and it was nice, handed out a few business cards, talked to people, got in a big long conversation at the end of the thing with Greg Myers, who, you know, owns the place, and we got talking about computers and, you know, how he got to there from wherever he was, and he was in business doing fire. He was in the fire, you know, apartment and all that, but he was doing engineering sprinkler systems and that, and, you know, typical saw the writing on the wall with the company kind of thing. And he says he does some of that, you know, with, through the miracle of the internet, you can do stuff and consulting and all that. But somehow we got from that to, we were talking about computers, and then somehow we got to, somebody else made a comment, I think. Maybe it was the guy who's the editor of the paper, because we were talking. We got talking about TV, I don't know who said something first. Maybe it was his wife. And we got talking about Star Trek and science fiction and the inconsistencies in Star Wars between the first three episodes, well, chronologically the first three episodes and the last three, even though the last three came first, and the period in between and stuff like that was interesting. So that was nice, and I won the 50-50 raffle, which was really nice, because that, that was, I don't know, $73 or something, so that wasn't bad at all. And of course the roads were good and the weather was good and it wasn't raining or snowing or nasty at all. And the little bit of snow, I don't know if you had the snow down there, but we had an inch or so here, and I guess maybe more like two, a little up the hill, but it was really wet. Fall came through on the street here and it just, all it did was pile it up, so I had to go out.
You timed out there, Pete. What was the rest of that?
I don't know. Where did I time out?
You were talking about Star Trek there and the differences. It was right after that when you timed out.
Well, we got talking about Star Wars and, you know, the original three movies, which was episodes 4, 5, and 6. And then, of course, we were talking about, you know, the differences in the effects and things like that, because we were talking about, you know, the hokey 1960s high-tech, you know, sets on Star Trek and that, but which really didn't make any difference to the stories. You know, they're still good if you watch them. But we were talking about the sequence in Star Wars, if you you know, the original Star Wars Episode 4, and then, you know, Episode 1, 2, 3, and the time period in between, and how there's a lot of inconsistencies in things, you know, because of, well, ages of the actors playing the part, so they, you know, the way they look, and the implied age of people. But then if you look at the implication of the time that's supposedly passed between things, it doesn't match up at all. You know, if you, and in particular the first three episodes, you know, episode 1, 2, 3, where Anakin Skywalker's a little kid, and what's her name there, Princess Amidala, who's, what's her other name, I don't know, you know, not me, and who's, yeah, right, I can't remember the actress, but anyway, so he's a little kid, she's, I guess, you know, maybe supposed to be 18, 20, whatever she is, when she's the elected queen. So now we go to episode 2, and Anakin Skywalker is a, you know, like a young teenager, whatever. Well, she's still there. Of course, now she's just, whatever, the representative, the senator, whatever, I don't know. And then the third one, and Anakin Skywalker is, you know, maybe 18, 19, 20, something like that, you know. And she's still there, and they fall in love and blah, blah, blah. And so he ages from a little kid to, you know, whatever, and she doesn't look any different. And at the end of episode 3, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, I forgot the actor who plays him there, he's not, you know, he's a fairly young guy. And then at the beginning of the original Star Wars, Episode 4, you got Alec Guinness, this pretty old guy playing Obi-Wan Kenobi, but Luke Skywalker, who is, you know, Anakin Skywalker's kid, is what? He's supposed to be like 19 or something. So 20 years passed between Episode 3 and 4, but yet Obi-Wan Kenobi is about 40 years older, you know, things like that. R2-D2 and C-3PO were both built by Darth Vader, right?
Yeah, I've seen all that too. You know, they just kind of twist the plot to target whatever audience they want to hit that particular decade. So, alright. Well, thanks, Pete. And I'm glad you won the 50-50 there. And, alright, you have a good evening, and thanks for checking in. Let's see, R2WX2PJR, Paul, good evening, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, everybody else aboard. Hey, let's see what Disney does to it. Okay then, oh, wow. And, you know, 30 degrees out there right now. Had some rain, snow, got about an inch, but it's all gone now, it melted off, rain took it away here anyways, so I guess we were in the warmer sector. But not much going on, just giving you one for the cow. But yeah, it is kind of interesting how that story's all sort of twisted around. never really thought that deep into it. Until you just mentioned it. Oh, let's see here. Not much going on today. Worked. Gotta do it again tomorrow. Then the weekend should be interesting. My brother comes home from Afghanistan on Saturday. Yeah, they should still be able to run the net Saturday night. At least I think they should be able to. it'll be just dead silence there, but I don't see it happening. Not much else going on here. Back to you, WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul. Well, congratulations to your brother coming home. Excuse me. Well, it's cold as not really all that bad, but every once in a while I got a cough. But congratulations on your brother coming home, and I think I'm working Saturday night, so I should be here next to the machine. If you're not here to pick it up, I'll probably pick it up. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, last night George was in here, and he wanted to pass you a message, but you weren't here. The reason why he didn't make it to whatever meeting you were supposed to have is his mother there passed out or something. They had to take her up to the hospital and have some kind of medical problems, and they got her all fixed up, so he wanted you to know that. So what's going on with you tonight, Ray?
Oh, Jeff, we got 29 degrees up on the hill here. It's snowing, just light nuisance snow. Everything's coated again. Just got finished installing the drive shaft in an Audi, got rid of the vibration, finally. Something we've been trying to figure out for a while. And, sold a couple cars so far this week, so, doing pretty good. Got one more auction tomorrow.
Okay, Ray, well, congratulations. Hope you sell two more. Let that week, let it shine there. Let's get some more sales. All right, well, good luck at the auction there tomorrow. And, I think we have the same amount of snow down here. It's just, I don't know, inch, two, maybe, covering the ground a little bit. Yeah, I have that feeling like it could be gone tomorrow. All right, Ray, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
Good evening, Jeff in Canastota.
You two doubled there, so could the station in Canastota go first?
This is KC2OKX, Jeff in Canastota.
Okay, could the next station go, please?
N2OIQ.
Okay, KC2, OKX, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, KD2AIC, I believe it is, KC2OKX, Jeff Canastora. Just want to check in to your net, Black River net. We have a temperature of 30 degrees down here. We did have a dust in the snow also. We had some snow go through today. So things are covered. For the most part, everything is gone from when we had the snow. Not quite like you guys had up there, but we did have probably 6-8 inches on the ground there at one time, as opposed to the feet that you had up there. So just want to check in. I heard you guys, I got off HFNet, the Rock City net on 3826 that they have from 8 to 9 o'clock, and they turned a 2-meter radio on, had it scanned, heard you guys. So want to check in and say hi. KD2AIT, KC2OKX.
Okay, Jeff, the handle here is Jeff, so that should be easy for us to remember. And thank you for checking in. We're here every night, 9 o'clock, so if you would feel free to check in with us anytime you want. Okay, N2OIQ, Dan, good evening, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, this is N2OIQ here. Hey, too much going on tonight, it's kind of quiet evening here, about no TV, and monk around the computer, and yeah, hold on, going on. We got, 31 degrees at the present time, and we looked a little breeze out there, or nothing major, and thought this would be a bad evening this evening. So anyways, concerning the time of the year and what all, but I guess we got cold weather coming again here, so anyways. But I don't think it's going to be as cold as it was here a week ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever it got, but way down below zero. But time will tell. Other than that, ain't what's going on here. Jeff, back to you, N2IQ.
Okay, Dan. Well, thanks for checking in. And yeah, there isn't a lot going on these days, is there? That time of year, you don't want to get anything started. You don't know if you're going to have a snowstorm the next day or what. All right, well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for checking in. And I guess we have the meeting next Tuesday, as far as I understand. If anybody knows any different, please let me know. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. Next Tuesday evening, the Black River, Boonville Amtrak on me. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dan. All right, any other check-ins? Go ahead, Clint.
I'm thinking on the bridge, what happened, we ought to reinstate the power that we have a timeout with the obligation of the timeouter to push the coffee for the listeners. That's an idea. But always hard to get to everybody to buy them that couple of dollars. They're always old, made it interesting.
I'm fine with that. I think he could fill up his Dunkin' Donuts card if we pass that policy. Okay, thanks for the additional there, Clint. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, for myself, I pretty much work today, and I got to work tonight. So that's the way it's going to be. I think Sunday they're having that little thing now at the Legion there. They're going to raffle off the TV, so me and the wife think we're going to go for that a little bit, but hey, depends on work. Otherwise, I don't really have much plans this week. All right, this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Paul, if you're still there, we were talking about that Disney bought the thing, and because I was saying, supposedly the Star Wars know, the original thing was, oh, well, this is episodes 4, 5, and 6, and there's going to be a 7, 8, 9, and 1, 2, 3, and I said, what could they possibly do after the end of The Empire Strikes Back? That would be a really good story, you know, Luke Skywalker already saved the galaxy, and, you know, anything else would be some invented thing, I think. Anyway, Jeff, did you ever use TFTP?
No, you mean as an FTP program? No, I haven't.
No, it's not. I didn't even know this existed. It's not FTP, it's TFTP, which stands for Trivial FTP, which is like a really simplified file transfer protocol. And the way I found out about it, and I just actually finished doing this, I got a Netgear something NR5500, some kind of router, is a customer's. They called me, and it actually was a while back now, and they said, well, we had this router here in the office, and we were able to get, you know, we had these Netgear little repeater things you plug into the wall, and it quit working. And I came up and troubleshoot, you know, and I said, well, this router's not, it just isn't working right. And that's what my conclusion after a few things. So I took it all with me to fit the, I said, let me see if I, what's going on here. And so the router I'm looking at it, and the power light's like blinking, you know, you know something's going on. So I did a little searching, and it says, well, you know, the firmware can become corrupted if, you know, whatever, whatever, and you can reload it. And the way you do that is you take your computer and you set it to a static IP, 192.168.1.2, and then of course the router is .1, and you download the latest firmware from Netgear onto your computer, and then you set the computer static and you hook it into the router, and you use this Trivial FTP program to just send the file up. And like I said, there's not like the commands of regular FTP. I guess there is a get and put, but something I never knew existed. And suppose that there's programs that you can download, sort of a graphical user interface one, which I did, and I couldn't figure out how to make it work. But it's also an optional component of Windows that you got to go through and add it in, and then it's a command line thing, and it worked. But just wondered if you'd ever heard of it. And if you ever, I guess not. So if you ever hear that TFTP, Trivial FTP, actually works real slick.
Okay, yeah, I did a quick look up on there on the Wikipedia about it, and we don't really use anything like that. It's usually we do something for, you know, local machines real close. Most of the time we just, use file transfer, use file sharing like with Samba or WinFS or something like that. One thing I seem to do between machines is use rsync most of the time. Piece of Linux anyway, or any kind of, you know, thing like that. Rsync is the number one tool that I use the most, because that way it preserves the permissions of the files, the ownership, and anything else, any other attributes of the file or directory. And that comes in real handy, especially with a lot of PHP applications where some folders have to be writable, so they can say, you know, put uploads in, etc. But, that's interesting to know. All right, thanks, Pete. Are there any other comments, queries, or late checkers? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service now. Return the frequency to Ringland with you. So I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Pete, Paul, Ray, Jeff, and Dan for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Make clear.
7-3 to all. KB2KOJ, clear and returning net frequency.